Episode 1474, You Acquire the Strength You Have Overcome.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. Are you enjoying your week? Can you believe? Yes, it is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get moving and grooving. You acquire the strength you have overcome. Are you feeling strong? You're going to by the end of this episode. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, strength comes in all shapes and sizes, but in order to live your best life ever, you must engage your body. You acquire the strength you have overcome. Just getting through the day doesn't cut it anymore. Think about it. Do you really want to be second best in everything you do? Because you are not willing to acquire the necessary skills to reach your God-given purpose? Well, you know the answer to that all too well. Of course you don't want to settle. You know you are made for more. You know you have a gift to share with the world. You know life isn't easy, but God has walked before you. However, you also know you must be ready to do the work. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your greatness. You can't engage your mind if your body is sluggish. You can't engage your body if your mind is sluggish. So, if you're one of those people who said, hey, health and wellness is on my top goals list in Inc. magazine, first thing, brand new year, January 1st, 2019. They said, who's looking for success and happiness for 2019 and what are they looking for? They list the top 10 things of the people that they actually, you know, interviewed or talked to and took a survey of, and it was 2,000 people. Of those top 10, 50% of them dealt with health and wellness. Yes, that means most likely you have a health and wellness goal somewhere in your 2019. What you want to achieve, where you want to go with your body, not just with your mind, not just with your career, not with just your finances or your family or your vacation, but your health and wellness. So if you're going, yep, that's me, then it's time to make your body a movement machine. Get out of your own way and get moving. Ralph Waldo Emerson says this, we acquire the strength we have overcome. That strength is not just found in your circumstances, but in what you do to change your body to be your best selfie. You are learning to be mentally tough. Now let's get your body into shape and become physically tough. Make your body a movement machine. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make your body a movement machine. You need to get your body moving in order to acquire the strength. Now, it would be nice if we could always just be the little couch potato, enjoy whatever we have on the big screen or the little screen that's right in front of us because we're watching Netflix or Hulu or whatever we're doing, or maybe we're playing Fortnite with the kids, or maybe you're just playing it by yourself. Caught you. Either way, you're not going to obtain the strength that you need by sitting and being a couch potato. It's not going to work. Strength comes in all shapes and sizes, remember. It's not what you can't do or think you can do, but it's what you can and will do. So I want to talk about three things that you can do to make your body a movement machine. And yes, you're going to be one this year. And you are going to be amazed how you will feel every single day. Number one, you got to move your body daily. Daily. Intentional movement is essential on a daily basis, not just Tuesday and Saturday or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but daily. And you can do this by walking, running, climbing stairs. You want to get that body moving. Now, if you're one who has a tendency to snack in the afternoon or you get drowsy late morning and you're like, oh, I just need something. So you grab what? The processed stuff, or you go and fix something that's probably not all that healthy, or maybe you're at work and there's an extra donut or two laying around at 2:30 in the afternoon. You're like, oh, I'll just take this. And then you eat it and you're like, oh, I feel great. And about 25 minutes later, you're like, man, I don't know. I need something else. And then you what? You reach for caffeine. No. Instead of doing all of that, I want you to do some quick intentional body movements, like a brisk walk. Now, if it's freezing like a negative 10 outside and then the wind chill is like a negative 42, okay, safety first. But that doesn't mean if it's cold outside, you can't go outside. So long as it's safe and you can have good footing, you have good footwear to be safe when you're out there, because no one wants to be falling down on the snow or the ice. So definitely be safe. But a brisk walk is great. And if you can't get out, do laps in your living room. Do laps up and down stairs. If you're in an office building, go to the stairwell and just walk the stairs. Now, if you have to, yes, hold on to the railing. You don't have to do it fast. The idea is what? Is to move your body. You can do jumping jacks. You might look a little silly in your slacks, taking your shoes off, doing jumping jacks. But guess what? You're going to feel immensely better and more energized by doing that than grabbing that old donut from 8 o'clock in the morning. Also, do high knees or squats. Now, if you're one who says, gosh, I can't do all of that. Jumping on my legs doesn't work. Well, you can also do some push-ups on the wall. It's great for getting your body and your blood moving. Also, you can do squats along the side of the wall, but it's not actually full squatting up and down. What you're going to do is you're just going to put your back directly up against the wall. You're going to go down as far as you can and you hold it. And what you want to do, you will build up your time of holding it. So maybe you're just starting out, then only count to 10 and then come back up and repeat. Count to 10, come back up. Eventually, you'll be able to hold it for a minute, maybe even 2 minutes, as you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And also, you want to get lower and lower and lower. However, don't go beyond 90 degrees. You want to keep those knees not going over your toes. That's the key. So you really want to think about proper form too. All in all, once when you get some solid intentional movement in, especially, and I do this myself, I jump up and I grab even a set of weights and I just do some bicep curls, or I'll do some, kickbacks. I may do some tricep works real quick. I may do some jumping jacks. Then I do some high knees. And then what? I'm feeling good. After you do that, I want you to go drink a glass of water, a full glass of water. Then wait 10 minutes. And I want you to really think about how you feel. I want you to feel how you feel. Not just go to the next whatever responsibility you have. I want you to take note. Gosh, my heart, it feels really good. I feel alive. My body feels like, literally, I can feel my toes and I'm not numb from the waist down. When we sit a lot, we can get that way and we don't really know what's happening down there. Yeah, I know. It's a very scary thing. Again, you've got to move your body daily. Wake it up. Number two, build strength with resistance training. You know, I am just one of these gung-ho women, yes, who says, you got to strength train. Resistance training is key. Weights are your friend. They are not your enemy. And as a woman, you will not bulk up. No. Don't even go there and say, but I'm going to get bigger. No, you're not. You are not. And if you are that point, whatever percentage, the possibility, because you have the amount of testosterone to get there, yeah, you're probably already there. Okay. So the likelihood of you being able to bulk up is so slim. So I want you to resistance train. It's very important. Men do it, women need to also. And what you will do is you're going to build muscle that will give you endurance to live the days God is designing for you. You want to keep up with your grandchildren, right? Resistance training. If you want to travel the world, resistance training. If you want to be the healthiest person, resistance training. If that's your goal for 2019, to have your best year ever and to feel the best you can feel, it's resistance training. It's all about building strength with what? Strength training. It's resistance. That's what you want to do. Now, do you have to do it every single day? No, not every single day, depending upon what you're doing. Now, let me give you a little tidbit of advice here on what's coming up around the corner. I've already given you a sneak peek of a few things. The AIM Academy is due to open here very, very soon. And if you're one who says, gosh, I wish I could incorporate everything that you talk about on this podcast into my daily life, the AIM Academy is going to be for you. And if you're one who says, I don't know how to do some of this stuff that you're talking about, but I want to do it, the AIM Academy is for you. So when that big, huge, hello, it's open comes out, you want to be a part of the Founders Club and you want to get into the AIM Academy. That's just my little teaser. Okay, number three, consistency strengthens that which is weak. Think about that. That's a hard one. We got to digest that. Consistency strengthens that which is weak. So I want you to come up with a schedule. Why? Because it's so easy to hit the snooze button. The last thing we want to do is do what we don't want to do. So we don't do it. That makes a lot of sense. That's a lot of negatives in that sentence, isn't it? Or kind of semicolon sentence and a few things like that. Okay, that's for another episode with English, but you get what I'm saying, right? Come up with the schedule and stick to it. If you miss a day, that's okay because you planned accordingly. There's no beat up yourself time. That doesn't happen here. If you miss a day, you miss a day, but you go back to number two and you what? You build strength with resistance training. That doesn't mean you can't have what? In number one, some brisk time. You can still move. You may not be getting in your 30-minute workout that you really wanted to. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean that when you're cooking dinner and you're waiting for something to brown, you know, if you're doing ground beef and you're having Taco Tuesday or something like that, and you're grounding that beef, do some jumping jacks right there. Your children may laugh at you, but guess what? You're going to feel better for it. And you're going to eat healthier. And you're going to be like, wow, I wish I would do this all the time. And then you're going to think how foolish you look. And then you're like, yeah, but I felt so much better that I don't care how foolish I looked. I'm doing it. So don't beat yourself up. That doesn't exist here. Consistency strengthens that which is weak. Simply pick up where you left off the next day. Every moment is an opportunity to change your body, to acquire the strength to live the life of your dreams. You have to look at your moments as opportunities. When opportunity knocks, you answer. That means every single time you turn a corner, every single time you go to the refrigerator, you have the opportunity to choose good or bad. Good as in, this is great for my body, or bad as in, well, not so much, and I shouldn't have done that, but you did it anyway. You have an opportunity to choose good or bad. When you want to not work out, you're going to be sluggish that day. I guarantee your body will feel a difference the more you put this into practice. And then the next time, you're going to be like, I may not really want to do it, but my body appreciates it. And you're going to remember that feeling and it's going to kick you into gear going, okay, I can do this. It's only 15 minutes and it's going to change my day. And it's amazing what happens. Consistency strengthens that which is weak. Build strength with resistance training and move your body daily. Getting into a routine is a challenge. I get it. But if you don't start somewhere, you won't get anywhere. Make a commitment to your body today. Make a commitment to your health. Make a commitment to your well-being to make your body a movement machine. Now, if you're one who's saying, I can't wait for the AIM Academy, I want to do something right this minute, go to the show notes. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. We will get you scheduled for a call. There's absolutely positively no charge for this. It's like me paying you for you to talk to me. But it's all about you. Are you worth it? Of course you are. So click on that link. Invest time in the one body you have for a lifetime. Think about it this way. If you change your oil in your car, don't you think you need to oil your joints with movement? It's the same thing. You can't run on the same oil at the very beginning when you bought that car. Your body can't either. You have to continually take care of that. And that's done by what? Movement. Make your body a movement machine. Common sense, but not common practice. This is your new year, a brand new start to seeing transformation for the life you are creating. Today, go out and have a beautiful movement of a day. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.